Hi, the question for patient ZBIGNIE Wojcik. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of service is. July 23, 2024. Date of accident is 6/29/2021. Mr. Wojcik is here for a follow-up evaluation. He has allegedly been involved in an automobile accident where he was rear-ended as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches with few symptoms of TBI like loss of memory, loss of concentration, blurred vision, loss of equilibrium, as well as pain syndrome affecting neck, mid-back, lower back, and some radiation to right arm and right and the left buttock. The patient has undergone surgery for his lumbar spine at L5-S1 laminectomy. However, the pains have continued. The radiculopathy has continued. The patient has also gone with the spinal cord stimulation device to relieve the pain, and it is working very well for him. He reported that he is only using for 30 minutes to 1 hour in 24 hours and is mostly pain-free. It is working beautifully. And he has been using Dr. Redden, and he's going to see him again in a few weeks' time. Last time he saw was 3 weeks ago. But he does report there is still an ongoing weakness of the right upper extremity, and he has a numbness, tingling of the right fifth finger. And memory is still poor, vision is also poor, and he is seeing a neurologist. And Dr. Redden have recommended him to have a surgery for his cervical spine that he has not been opting for. He does have a disc herniation at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 with the various elements of spinal cord stenosis and neuroforaminal stenosis. And significant edema signal at the C6 and C7 end plates. Grade 1 retrolisthesis of C5 over C6. The patient chose to have a spinal cord stimulation device. In the thoracic spine, he does have a T4, T5 and T5, T6 disc herniation that has not been addressed to as of yet. In addition, the patient has a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, and herniated disc at L5-S1 in the MRI done on August 4, 2023. Overall, the pain is between 5 and 7. ADLs are affected. 70% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs, for system review, for additional issues, for substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 148 over 106, pulse 64, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam remains 2024. Dictation number is 0618-023. The patient has been provided with the following medications, which are Tramadol 50 mg at night, PRN 30 tablets, Xanax 0.5 mg at night, 30 tablets, Namenda 10 mg at night, 30 tablets for memory, Ristoril, Hydroxyzine 25 mg, 1 or 2 PRN for additional anxiety and panic, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy pains. His maps and labs have been reviewed, and he's continuing in other medications like Mobic and Allovin for further help. Patient continues on physical therapy, no more, and he has been referred to a home physical therapy that is coming from Dr. Redden's office, I think. He is off work, and household replacement has been continuing. can be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.